The KGEZ Good Morning Show, Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and we welcome the CEO of the Whitefish Community Foundation, Alan Davis.
Good morning. How are we?
Good. You look a lot more relaxed than you did the last time we talked with you, just as the challenge was finishing up.
It was a marathon. The Great Fish Community Challenge wrapped up. Last day was September 15th, and you know, we've spent the last month reconciling all the donations, accepting some trickle-in donations and getting ready for last night's big awards ceremony.
Oh, yeah. Up to you. Filled up the Wacholt Center, didn't you?
We did. It was such an amazing venue. If you haven't been to the Wacholt Center, I strongly recommend looking up an event there and getting it on your calendar. But we had a great turnout last night. Around 400 people came. All the nonprofits were represented, and we gave out a lot of money to our nonprofit community.
What's a lot of money?
Well, that was kind of the drama with last night, as we announced the final match that each nonprofit received, and then we announced the final total. So this year, in true fashion of the Great Fish Community Challenge, we set a record for both the match amount and for the total amount raised. So this year, the match was 62% on the first $20,000 raised by each nonprofit.
Wow.
That equated to $12,400. So if you hit that $20,000 mark, you got an extra $12,400. And the total, big number, it was $6,262,000 raised in 5 weeks this summer. I mean, just mind-blowing, the generosity of our community.
Yeah, and we were thrilled that we had so many people responding to our KGEZ on air.
It was a really good event. I think it just raises awareness. There's so many good groups out there. We had 77 nonprofits this year. And, you know, that was some of the feedback I heard from the crowd last night is as we called every nonprofit up to come win their grant, to accept their grant, the public was just so amazed. Like, I didn't even know that this group existed here and that they were working to accomplish that. So it was a pretty special evening. We, on top of the nonprofit grants and awards, we also gave out some special awards. And so the overall biggest catch award, you know, this goes to the nonprofit who had the most number of unduplicated donors, North Valley Music School. They worked hard this year because they've got a capital campaign to build a new school. So they won that award. We also gave a corporate citizenship award, and we really want to honor a local business that tries to instill philanthropy in their employees. And this year we were approached by Flathead Electric Co-op. They wanted to do an employee giving program during the challenge, and they matched every employee's donation in the challenge dollar for dollar. And they even went the extra measure to set up a payroll deduction option to make it really easy for folks. So they ended up donating with those employee matches close to $20,000 into the challenge. And so they were recognized, and with that award came a $2,500 grant. They put it out to their employees, and their employees picked CASA for Kids to win that award.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a pretty inspiring evening last night.
Wow. And I'm just, as we sit here and that morning that we spent together, I'm just amazed at how many people are deeply concerned about the needs here in the Valley.
Yes. And, you know, I think as the challenge has grown, part of the, maybe there's a little hurdle to entry because our name is Whitefish Community Foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear that and you live in Summers or you live in Lakeside or Kyla, you might say, well, what's Whitefish Community Foundation have to do with me and my life? And the stats kind of tell a different story. So this year in the challenge, 59% of the organizations that participated were outside of Whitefish. They are in the broader valley. And so 59% of the match pool actually went outside of Whitefish. So we're supporting nonprofits in Big Fork. We're supporting nonprofits right here in Kalispell that provide services for everybody in the valley. And that's really the nexus of the challenge, is this sense of teamwork. We all are living in this one Flathead Valley community, and we can do a lot to support it.
While we're all basking in the glory of this success, how are we going to beat it next year?
Well, that is also a common question. And if you look at in the 9-year history of the challenge, it's never decreased. And so I would say our team at Whitefish Community Foundation, we have a really good system. We have a really good model. And we're doing things that seem to be working. And so we're hoping every year we say, how can we beat this total? Last year was 5 million. This year was 6.2. that's almost a 24% increase at a time when there's, you know, inflation, economic uncertainty. And what that tells us is when times are tough, right, the needs of our communities are high, puts an extra burden on the nonprofits. Our donors really step up when we need their help the most. And so, you know, next year, it's going to be another marathon, but we are hoping, fingers crossed, to keep the trajectory going in the right direction.
I would imagine every nonprofit in the area would love to be involved with the Great Fish Challenge.
Yeah, we accept applications. So if you're a nonprofit, you're interested to get involved with Whitefish Community Foundation or consider the Great Fish Challenge, you can go on our website and learn about our grant programs. It is an application process. It is not a guaranteed entry, even if you've been in the challenge before. Our grants committee really looks at financials, looks at board governance, looks at project budgets. We want to make sure that the money we're granting out is spent responsibly. And we stand behind the organizations that we accept into the challenge and we grant to.
All right.
Yeah, and I won a couple more special awards if we have
some
time.
Oh, yeah.
We give out an award in honor of one of our founders, the Connie Heckathorn Cheers for Volunteers Award. And this year, you know, there was only one name on the list that we really considered, and you've probably talked to him at length. We gave this award to Jim Hollensteiner. His family's been in the Valley, you know, since the 1800s. And he has dedicated decades of his life to so many organizations, the Rotaries here in Kalispell, the Northwest History Museum, Northwest Montana History Museum, Flathead Valley Community College. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And so we wanted to recognize all of his efforts to help our nonprofit community. And we awarded him that last night, and it came with a $2,500 grant that he selected the Northwest Montana History Museum to receive. He also made a big contribution to FVCC in memory of his late wife, Wanda. And if you've been at the Wachholz Center, there's the Wanda Hollensteiner Gallery just outside of the main hall there. That gift was $1 million. So it was great to recognize Jim. He's one heck of an individual, and he came to every single donation station during the challenge this year. So it was just really a pretty fun evening.
And is that all of them?
There's one more.
I thought so.
Yeah, the big award we give out is the Great Fish Award. And this award, we've been giving it, for over 15 years now. And this award really goes to the nonprofit that embodies the spirit of the challenge, that sense of teamwork, but uses the challenge to grow their capacity, not only in fundraising, but in their programs. And so we gave this award to the Nate Shute Foundation last night. It came with a $7,500 grant. And just to show you their growth, they've really fit this need to increase mental health awareness and suicide prevention in the Valley. In their first year in the challenge in 2015, they raised $20,000. This year, they raised $220,000.
Wow.
And so that fundraising success mirrors their program success, their impact. They have grown their programs to now they're in almost every school in the Flathead Valley. And they really want to get in and start working with kids, because what they have found is, you know, kids can talk to other kids potentially more confidently about this stuff than they can with adults. And so Nate Shute Foundation is looking to expand their programming in schools to really impact kids, you know, where it's needed most. And so it was really great to recognize their work and give them that award this year. It came with a big bronze fish trophy, you know, similar to the Stanley Cup, where they get to hold it for the whole year. And I jokingly told them last night I expect a selfie from each of their staff holding the trophy in a different place around the world. It'd be pretty fun.
It would be. Yeah. All right. So that wraps up our big awards last night.
Yeah, and now hopefully our staff at the Community Foundation, we can get a little breath before the end of the year. But end of year is coming up, and it's a busy time for philanthropy. A lot of giving comes at the end of the year. I think I saw a national stat now that said, you know, over 30% of total giving comes in the last month of the year. People are doing some tax planning, now is the time to really start thinking about that stuff. Talk to your CPAs. If there is a donation you could make to maybe get you in that lower tax bracket, or you could take advantage of the Montana state tax credit for qualified endowments. So there's a lot of tools that we can help you with your giving coming up to the end of the year. So get in touch with us early if you want to make a donation.
All right. Alan Davis, thank you and your staff and volunteers for all the great work you guys are doing.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for all KGEZ does to help with the challenge. We look forward to doing that again next year.
Well, we're here for you.
Great.
Yeah, thanks. All right.